Good morning, everybody. So up until earlier this morning, I thought I knew what I was going to talk about. But that has changed. You know, the last bit of that song, that last verse, rest. There's been some hard messages we've heard. Amen? If we were truly resting in the Lord, we wouldn't have to hear those messages. It's because we haven't entered into that rest that we're having to hear those. Because for whatever reason, we're still in our flesh, trying to do things of our own strength, of our own power. And to rest in the Lord is you've abandoned all that and you're in His rest. Amen? I keep coming back to just the simplicity of the gospel, the simplicity of God's word, the simplicity of His plan and His way and His ways. It's just so simple. And I'm a guy who has come from a background where it was not simple. It was very complicated. You see, there was, you know, they've got 12-step programs and they've got classes to teach you how to do all kinds of things. And it's just all chaff. It's all flesh. It's all self. It's all stuff that is not simple. See, the gospel is just so simple. It's so simple that us complex intellectual people can't get it. And you know what? That's exactly why God made it simple. To confound the wise. To turn them inside out so they could not rely on their intellect as that thing that was their salvation. Because the gospel is just so simple. So simple. It's so simple that you want to say to yourself, it can't be that simple. I remember sitting at a Bible study and a young lady said she was Mormon and we were talking about the grace of God and what it was to be saved and whatnot. And she said, it can't be that easy. It can't be that simple. It can't be that simple because their faith, quote unquote, is all based on merit. It's all merit based. And guess what? Most churches you walk in the door today, it's still yet merit based. They may say Jesus, but it's a merit based grace, and that's not grace, is it? If it's merit-based, you're buying it. You're somehow paying for it. Guess what? There's nothing you have. There's nothing you can give. There's nothing you can do that will ever be enough. That is expressly why we need Jesus. It's expressly why we had to have His blood be that thing that washes away our sin. Because we are unable, incapable, and completely and utterly in every conceivable facet of every single way, we are deficient and useless. So when it talks about entering into His rest, if you can get to the place and understand that you cannot do it, you can't do it on your own. You can't. There is no capacity, there is no means, there's no mechanics, there's no program that you can facilitate your salvation. It's not going to happen. Can't do it. And Jesus knew that already. He knew that. He knew that. That's not newsflash. Bob, it wasn't a newsflash that you can't do it. Might have been a newsflash to you. Like it's a newsflash to me. And maybe it's a newsflash to y'all sometimes when you say, gosh, I can't do this. Yeah, duh. I never intended for you to do it, is what he's saying. I never intended for you to be your salvation. I never meant that to be what it was. I had always intended from the foundation of the world, I had always intended that I had a plan and a way to redeem you. To redeem you. And all you need to do is believe on me. That's the simplicity of the gospel. Believe on Jesus. There's not believe on Jesus and. No. No, that's not it. Remember Brother Davies' sermon about the milk and the strychnine. Amen. You guys remember that, right? You have a glass of milk, you have a glass of poison. I was sharing this with Aaron the other day. If you have a glass of milk, good old fresh milk, I mean, not the pasteurized, homogenized stuff you buy at the store, just, we used to get raw milk in Vermont. Remember that, Mom? We used to get that. It was so good. It was so fattening and bad for you, quote unquote, but it was so good. But if I took poison and I put it in the milk, what happens to the milk? And all that goodness is now not good. It's all bad. It's all going to kill you. And if I take all of that milk and put it in just a glass that has a tiny little drop of poison, and I put all that milk in the glass, what do you got? You still got poison. So milk is only milk when it's milk. And the gospel is only the gospel when it's the gospel. If you say, yes, believe in Jesus and, you see, I use that word. Do you always catch the word I used?
And.
Yeah, that's right. But that's not the word. The word is on, to believe on Jesus. It's just to believe him. Just believe him. And I'm going to tell you right now that everything in your carnal man doesn't want to believe on Jesus, does it? How many people here have been doing this for a while or been involved in serving the Lord for a while? You ever get to the point where your flesh wakes up in the morning and says, woohoo, it's going to be a great day in Jesus today? I have yet to experience that. I haven't had that experience yet. It's been 20 some odd years. You've been doing this for what, 100 years, Mom? Have you ever experienced that? Where your flesh, your carnal man just wakes up excited to serve Jesus? Wow, and I guess, you know, after 100 years, maybe that can happen. I haven't had that. Now, my spirit, the part that loves God, wakes up wanting to serve God, wakes up excited, wakes up with a knowledge that there's nothing but good things in the Lord for today. That's what I want to serve. I mean, that's what I want to just get into. Lock into that. But that is done not in what I can physically accomplish, what I can do, what I can make happen. That is just simply walking in what he has already done. What he's already made happen, the way he is already made and already prepared, and just saying, yes, Lord, not my will, your will. Submit my will to your will, God. I submit my desires, let them be your desires. And then you know what? Walking with God, walking with Jesus isn't hard anymore. It isn't. It really isn't. You know what makes walking with Jesus hard? The rebellion of your flesh. Trying to do it your way and mix it with his way. That's where the battle comes in. See, if we talk about the rest of God, if you're at rest, are you working? Are you working if you're at rest? Corey, when you're sitting there at the table and you're on your tablet, you kick back and you're resting.
Working.
Is that him working?
Yeah.
No wonder it's taking him so long to get that thing built. No, when we're resting, we're at rest, are we not? And that's what it should be with our walk with the Lord. It should be we should be at rest in his work, in his what he's already done. When it's so hard and we're so struggling and all this stuff, you need to take a step back and say, all right, why is this so hard? Why is this struggle so hard? Why am I struggling so hard with this? And if you allow the Lord's light of his word to shine on you, shine in your heart, what you're going to find is the reason it's so hard, the reason it's so tough is because you haven't surrendered. You haven't really surrendered. There's something there that you're trying to mix with God, and you're trying to, you know, there's a song we sing, and I think we need to change the words on it. I'm so glad you're in my life. No, it's I'm so glad you are my life. That's how we need to sing it. I think we've already made that change. No, because we don't add Jesus to us. we abandon all of this. Just throw it away. It's garbage. We learn to get into that rest where there's nothing but good things for us. Nothing but grace. There's a scripture. I am going to read a scripture. And I'm skipping all this other stuff. And I'm going to 1 John chapter 2. Because our learning to get into the rest is not something that, gosh, I wish it could be. And, you know, I don't blame God for it. I blame my own stupidity for it. I mean, we should be able to just say, oh, man, that makes perfect sense. Walk into it and be there. Amen? That'd be awesome. But I find myself, and I bet you find yourself, not there sometimes. Right? What do you do? Oh, quit. I quit. It's too hard. How many people just want to quit sometimes? I know I have. And if you ain't raising your hand, you're a liar. You're not being honest with yourself. I want to quit. Cheryl, I bet you've wanted to quit a few times. But that's the old man. That's not what God wants for us, right? See, the Lord knew that we were going to have our problems and our struggles. I'm going to read this to you here. My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Just think of that for a minute. I love that verse. I write these things unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, what's that saying to you? Saying you're going to sin. But you know what? You know what propitiation means? Steve will correct me if I get this word wrong, but it's like the substitute. He's the guy who's taken the place. He's done what needs to be done to take care of that for you. And not for yours only, but for the sins of the whole world. He took upon every sin of the entire world, of every person that has ever lived before now, living now, and is going to live. His sacrifice on the cross was sufficient to take away all of it. All of it. All of it. And there's nothing you can do to earn it. There's nothing you can do to pay for it. There's nothing you can do that's going to justify yourself in any capacity to contribute to that perfect work. It just can't be done. And if you can come to that realization and accept it and just fall on your knees, I'm not going to fall because I like my knees, and say, Lord, please forgive me. I have not been walking in your rest. I have been walking in my own self and my own pride and my own arrogance and my own way, and I have not followed your way. Lord, please forgive me. You know what he's going to do? He's going to forgive you. If you go up a few verses, it says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he doesn't do that one time. Did you know that? He doesn't do that the first time you accept him, or the first time you come to him. He doesn't do that just once. He does it every single time that you find yourself lacking and you find yourself short and you find yourself in need of him and his help. When you humble yourself and get on your knees and fall before him, he is there every single time. Every single time. And all of that stuff that you were caught up in, all of that stuff that held you back, all of that stuff that was that separation between you and God is gone in an instant. Gone. Because that's the goodness and grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. Amen. And you can get back into that rest. You can get back into that rest and cease from your own works and get into him. And you know what happens if you stumble again? You know what you're going to do? You get down on your knees again and you ask forgiveness again. And you do that over and over and over and over. Because he will forgive you. Because he loves you. He loves you. Amen? Amen.